the Optimist Clubs have been around internationally for many, many years. So back into the early 1900s, or sorry, the early 19s. Our club locally has been around for 21 years. And we also started up our junior club this past year. So that's been a real optimistic push for us. So as much as our club has been optimistic from day one, we had this sort of injection of optimism that happened this past year, and at a good time, because it was right before the pandemic started that our juniors got going, and they didn't let us take a break. They inspired us to start meeting remotely, as much as, you know, many of our members had never been on Zoom before. And we've been able to continue to accomplish great things in the community. So I think we sort of live and breathe optimism in our club, and it's an important thing more than ever right now.
And the Optimist Club likes to promote efforts to bring out the best in youth and the communities and everyone else, ourselves as well. And you've got some projects that you're raising funds for.
Yes. So our main focus right now is the accessible playground that we're putting in at Hybu Conservation Area in May. So that's going in for sure. It's already scheduled. And lots of community organizations and companies have sponsored us already. We're about 62% towards our goal. And I'm pretty confident, I'm optimistic that we're going to get there. And even if some of the fundraising happens a little bit after the playground goes in, that's okay. Gray Sauble Conservation Authority is a great partner with us for this. So we're doing really well with that, but we also don't want to lose sight of other projects in the community that we do. So the Junior Club right now, just recently we were invited by Owen Sound Police to partner with them on a bicycle safety program for newcomers. And we were able to access a grant through Grey Bruce Youth Engagement Network. So it's actually RBC Future Launch provides the grant, and they're partnered, RBC is partnered up with our Bruce Gray Community Foundation. So we're able to access funds that will allow us to purchase some bicycles and helmets for newcomers, and then put on, once the pandemic restrictions are lifted a bit, we'll put on a safety program for all kids.
Katie, you mentioned you're 62% of your fundraising. So is there a dollar value that you could still use, and how can people support the accessible playground project?
Playground, yeah. So it's about $55,000 is what the total amount for the playground. So we are right in the neighborhood of I believe it's $37,000 that we're up to. So people are, if anybody, like a company or something, sponsors either $1,000, $2,500, or $5,000, they can get their logo on the permanent sign that will be at the playground. And then we also feature them on, sometimes on press releases. It's on the Gray Sauble website, recognition for sponsors. And then really just any amount, you know, $20 here and there, it all adds up. We did a bottle drive all summer last year, and we raised over $6,000. So 10 cents at a time, and that was well
worth it. It's a lot
of
bottles.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, a lot of trips to the beer store. They know me well there. So, yeah, well, so that's gone really well.
Well, I bet you're looking for members, too, if I wanted to join the Optimist Club. How could I do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so just to call me, it's 519-372-4782 or owensoundjoy, J-O-I, at gmail.com. Even if you just Google Sydenham and District Optimist Club, there's lots of articles now online and the Owen Sound Club, just, and a lot of those have our contact information in them.
Well, Katie, happy Optimist Day.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thanks, Katie. Have a good one.
You too.